Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, I hope you can hear me. I'm happy to be finally back. It's been a really rough few months with medical issues and other issues, and haven't been doing much of anything. Just started doing readings again just recently, and it seems to be going well. So I just wanted to go over. I got some messages from an angels today, from the angels today, I should say. And I wanted to give it to you because today is such a big day spiritually and events. So basically what they told me is today is a momentous day, a joyous day. An opening to a higher reality begins to form. This is a higher cognitive level. We are not promising a new Eden. It will be a world where there are still problems, but the thought process will differ. The idea of what is important will change. The sense of us or we will outshine the thought of self. This will be a place where we work together to make the earth and our lives better. Material things will not play as an important role. We understand this new energy can be hard to resonate with, and all we ask is that you stay within your light and flow with it. The ones who resist it will have much more difficult paths. Those are the ones who cannot see the world without ego. The ones where self is more important than anything else. Trust yourself. Let the bonds that keep you from being your true self unravel. Seek comfort in like-minded people. Call upon us for help in the hard times. Keep an open mind for what is ahead. So I thought this was a beautiful message. Today is the date 2-2-2-2-22. So it's an angel number, twice actually. And it means good things are coming. So I'm excited. Things will start to change. Some truths will be revealed. And it'll be great. So to introduce myself again, my name is Sean Tannenbaum. I'm a psychic medium. I speak to angels and spirits. And I do private readings, usually about an hour at a time. I actually started doing readings at a crystal shop near me. So if you want to visit there, it's in Belmore. It's called Charmed. Or we could do it over the phone, or I could always come to you as well. I know this is cross-country, so we could always do it through Zoom or anything like that. Have a couple lined up other psychics who want to co-host, which will be wonderful, and I'm setting that up as we speak. So I haven't done this for a while, so I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to take the first caller.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Like I said, I haven't done this in many months, so I wanted to make sure I was set up.
Okay. Well,
so how can I help you?
Yvonne. Hi. Yeah, I'm here because I have a question. My question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits anytime soon?
Okay. Let's see. Well, on my day job, I work for a law firm that handles Social Security, so.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, though. I'm trying to get answers from the other side. First thing, while I'm waiting for people to come through, are you very into fashion?
Yes.
Do you, is that something like you were doing for a living before everything happened?
No.
Okay.
I love clothes.
Because they're showing me lots of different clothes and.
Yeah, I love clothes.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. I try to, I have to ask, did your grandfather pass?
Yeah, both of them, on my mom and dad's side. And recently, my grandfather on my mom's side in October.
Okay. Which one of them is kind of tall and had to kind of hunch his back a little bit and had glasses?
My mom's father.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'm just going to tell you what he's telling. Obviously, he's joking around, but
okay.
He's kind of pointing his finger at you, saying, I'm watching you. You're the sneaky one.
Oh, okay. The sneaky one.
Yeah. No, he's laughing. He's smiling. That's what.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, I need you to get to the point. He's talking about, I guess, when you were younger, how your hand was always in the candy bowl.
Really?
Well, like you would sneak stuff. That's all.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see. Now, on the benefits, are you like appealing this?
Yeah, because I applied twice. The first time they denied me, and then I applied again 6 months ago, and I'm waiting for an answer for when I applied 6 months ago.
I gotcha, because he says that, you know, don't stop fighting this. You deserve it. That's why I figured you're in some kind of appeal.
Okay.
Wow. I didn't know it could take that long, actually.
Yeah, it's taken pretty long for me. I don't know why either.
All right. All right. Well, he's being very vague, but he's telling me that you are going to get a decision sometime in the spring or the end of spring. I don't know. Time works different in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, hold on. Do you have problems with your hands, your arms?
Lately, they've been aching lately. I'm not sure why.
Okay. Well, that's what he's talking about. He's like, how are you supposed to work?
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, that, you know, if it starts, your hands start to get worse, definitely see a doctor.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, do you have someone representing you?
Yes, I have a lawyer.
All right. According to your grandfather, you kind of have to get on their back.
Okay.
Because,
oh.
All right. Yeah, I mean, he is telling me that a decision will come in, like I said, towards spring, towards the end of spring, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But is it going to be good? Tell me.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Is it going to be, am I going to get it or what?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Apparently, he's saying, do you see a doctor enough?
Yeah, I do every month.
Good. He says, if you continue seeing your doctor on a regular basis, it will be a good decision. But
okay.
Don't stop pushing.
Okay. Are we allowed to ask another question, or are we only can ask one question?
Yeah, please. You still have some time. Absolutely.
Okay. I want to know, do you see me when I'm looking to move. Do you see me moving? And if so, which month?
All right. Let's see. All right. Well, the first thing they're kind of laughing. They said you're jumping to one thing when you haven't finished the first.
What does that mean?
It means you like you could be jumping the gun. I don't know.
Oh.
All right. Now, are you living with someone now?
I have a roommate.
Okay, because is that the problem?
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because they're telling me you have to get away because it's not a healthy thing.
Yeah, it's not.
All right. That's good. Well, according to them, things are going to be looking good for you. As far as, like, moving and everything, it will be towards, like, the summer.
Uh-huh.
Like, almost like after all this other stuff starts coming in.
Okay, good. And do you see me moving by myself or with someone else? And if so, who's the other person if I'm not by myself?
Sure. I gotcha. All right. Your grandfather started laughing. He's like, "Oh, she wants everything, huh?" I don't know who, but it might be with someone else. Before we go, I guess this is your father, you said?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like it's him.
Yeah, tell your mom that he's still around and he's the one that keeps putting the songs on.
The songs on to where? Like on her phone or something?
Like,
or where?
No, like if she listens to the radio or just hears a song that reminds him of him, that's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, it's just like songs that you wouldn't normally hear on the radio or in when she's shopping in the store or something like that. He's basically trying to give her signs.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Good luck with everything.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye. Hi, how you doing today?
Hi, Sean. So nice to speak with you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, there's a few things going on. I purchased a desk recently, and I was thrilled, but then the next... And I bought the desk via text messages and photographs from the manager at a very well-known furniture store. But the next morning, I noticed that the desktop was bowing up, warping, and I contacted three furniture people, and they say that it's possible in a few years I may have to replace the entire desktop. The manager said she would pick it up and give me back all my money, but they don't make this desk anymore, and I really love it. Well, she offered me a complete refund and pickup, but I would rather just get a discount. She offered me 20%, which I think is very low. I just texted her. Will she have compassion and give me more of a credit back than 20% if I keep it?
Well, that's a very specific question. Let's see.
Her name is Ronnie.
Okay. All right.
I paid $2,500 for this desk, so I don't think 20% is fair. So I've been very polite, and I think that it, in my mind, it should be, I think 50% would be generous of me, but I'll take anything higher than 20.
Okay, let's see. All right. Well, the first person that came through was an older woman. She's very, I guess, blunt in the way she talks.
I'm very good at interacting with people, though, and I have a way with words. So I've kept the conversation pleasant.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's... All right. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of a hard time because it's such a specific thing. But let's see.
Oh, I appreciate you. Really, I understand more than I can say.
I don't know if you know who this woman is. She's, I don't like to say big, but she's like thicker, I guess you would say. She looks like she died in her like 50s. She's, has a dark brown or black wavy hair, kind of speaks her mind right off the bat. All right.
And you said she's already passed?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And she has dark hair?
Yes. Like I said, it's like dark wavy hair. Okay.
Well,
like
I'm not
I said,
sure who that.
Sometimes it could be our guides. It could be anyone.
Is she trying to give me a message?
Yeah, well, she's the one that came through for you. You don't know. I'm bad with names. But do you know a Sharon that passed?
A Sharon?
Yeah.
Not
like
that
I
I'm aware of.
I'm bad with names. That's fine. All right, let's see. Oh, wow. Okay. According to her, she's saying that the lady does have a heart. She has, like, kids and grandkids, and but she's also a hard seller.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Did you plan for this? Like, did you buy other things to go with this desk?
Well, I did a lot of window shopping at a lot of different retailers, and then
yeah.
I just fell in love with this desk. It has kind of like mirror finish on the drawers in front, and
yeah.
It's like an ivory color. But the desktop itself is more like an ash oak, and I'm attracted to it because of the artistic appeal of the desk.
I gotcha. All right.
What? There was one other thing that I bought with the desk. It was not really. I bought an African violet fake plant that they delivered on the same day.
Okay.
But maybe that's what you're picking up.
That's what she's talking about. She's like, you bought something, you know, for the desk itself. Apparently, this lady definitely will go up. I don't know how much. I'm thinking like 30, 25, 30.
Uh-huh.
That's what comes to my mind. But you're good with that. You can, you know, bargain with people and stuff like that and make it known that you bought things, you know, to go with this desk.
Right. So will I be happy with my decision in 5 years? Will I have to replace the desktop, or do you think I'll be okay?
Let's see. Now I have an older gentleman here. It almost seems like he worked with wood when he was alive. Okay. Now, who quoted you on how to, like, how much it would cost to fix it?
I went online and I found a couple of professional furniture restorers, and I sent them photographs.
Okay. Yeah, just make sure you know when you do get the desk, because I feel like you will. Make sure you ask like the right people and how to fix it, because he's saying it shouldn't be that much.
So will I be happy that I kept the desk? Well, I'm thinking I may not even have to really replace the top. Do you think will I be happy with my decision even in 5 years that I kept the desk?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, he's saying you don't have to replace the top. You could be like an underneath thing kind of thing. All right.
I understand. And also in Sacramento, Sean, apartment prices have skyrocketed because of COVID. A lot of people from the Bay Area relocated to Sacramento, and it's caused the cost of living to go through the roof. And I live with my sister Leslie and her son Brandon, and our lease is up at the end of April. We can renew the lease here, but we don't want to. The management is not very nice. So in order for us to move, you have to show that your income is 3 times whatever the rent is. That's a lot of money. So that's why I got the desk, because I want to work remotely from my bedroom in customer service. Will my sister and I be successful in being approved for a new apartment, and will we move April or May or so?
Let's see. All right. You have to know this guy. The man I was talking about, who it's like he was very handy with stuff like that. He's he actually still had a nice amount of hair. It was kind of like grayish and white.
Uh-huh.
Well,
my beloved father Ralph is in heaven, and then very sadly, my beloved brother David took his life. Or I think it was around March the 2nd, 2015.
Yeah, well, this guy, he kind of has like a squarish face, kind of like that. But he called you Hun, so I'm assuming it's not your brother.
I don't know.
That's fine. Okay. He's basically, before we get into the moving and everything like that, he's worried about you and your stress levels.
Yeah.
Are you having a rough time? Because he's talking about your your mind is always going and you feel like you can't rest.
I have not been sleeping well. I'm worried about how we're going to pull this all together because we're not going to be able to move unless I show on paper that I have income above and beyond my Social Security. And I try not to be stressed, but I have to be realistic too.
Of course, absolutely. And the next thing I'm seeing, and I never, you know, swear to this or anything like that, is almost like moving towards the end of the summer, fall. And I don't know if that means an extension or something like that, but that's what they're showing me.
I don't know how that would happen because there is either a year's lease or forget it. So I don't know what to say. I mean, I wouldn't want to do a month to month because it's more money unless we have a place all set to move to.
Right, exactly. No, I understand, but, you know, I can only tell you what I'm seeing, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. Well, so you do see us moving?
Yes.
But it's at the, towards the end of summer?
That's what they're showing me, yeah.
Well, I hope it's under happy circumstances. I hope it's not that the manager tells us to move, right?
No, it's going to be under your terms. And like I said, it's a little later than you thought, but I don't know if you're going to pay for like an extra – I don't know how that works at all. If you're going to pay for like an extra month or he's going to give you a certain time, but yeah.
Okay. Well, we have to let them know whether or not we're going to renew for a year by April 29th, or we can go month to month, which is more money. So I could see us going month to month if we, on paper, we had a promise from a new apartment place saying, okay, this apartment is yours May the 5th or whatever. Is it going to be that kind of a situation?
I'm sorry. I don't know. They're only telling me what they're telling me right
now. That's all right. It's okay.
Well, I wish you luck with everything and good luck with the desk.
Well, thank you. I think you said I'm going to keep it and she's going to offer me a little bit more.
Well, yeah. And just take it easy. Try to like take some time for yourself just to relax.
Okay. Well, my doctor wants me to take blood pressure medication, but I don't want to.
Well, that's what
I'm afraid
of saying.
You know, so maybe that's what
right.
You're
picking
up.
Right. I think if you just take some time and relax, you know, like breathe and just like open some windows, let some fresh air in, and that's it. And just make sure you take time for yourself because your mind is hurting your body.
I believe that. And will I get hired for a new job soon, remotely?
Let me see. I apologize. I can't do too much more because I have to get to other people as well.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, feel free to contact me or anything like that. I can go further into this.
Well, thank you, Sean. I think you're wonderful. God bless you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, how are you today?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
And how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. My name is Erica. Recently, my grandpa passed away, and so I was hoping to connect.
Sure, absolutely. All right. All right, let's see. You have a bunch of people over there.
Well, I only know two.
Sorry, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask, are you calling from out west?
The west coast, yes. The northwest.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. I don't know why. It just kind of popped into my head.
Oh. All
right. All right. Assuming this is your grandfather, but I want to be sure, obviously.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Do you know, did your grandfather either write or keep a lot of letters before he passed, obviously? Because this person showed me lots of scraps of paper that he kept. It was like, you know, too much, but he kept them in like a file holding his memories.
I don't know. I don't think he did, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's, like I said, I want to make sure I have the right guy. All right. I don't know. I'm trying to get, I don't see him very clearly. That's the only reason I'm asking. Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to start telling you what I'm seeing. If it doesn't fit, I'll see if we can get him. I don't know if it's, you know, a different person that I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This person, if it's your grandfather or not, he's showing me that he always, like, gave coins out. I don't know if that means anything to you. He's showing me, like, putting coins in people's purses. Like, he always gave coins to everyone. I don't know if he did, like, a coin trick or something like that.
Mm-mm.
And, okay. So let me see if it's someone else. Are you a big cook?
No, not really.
Okay, so let me get a different part. Let me try to get him. Hold on.
Do you need a name, or do you need, do they usually come forward on their own? Maybe he doesn't want to talk to me. I don't know.
No, that's not true at all. You know what it is? It's also, I have energy from all the different callers here, too. So I'm trying to kind of hone in.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask.
He passed away yesterday, by the way.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Maybe it's too soon.
That doesn't mean
maybe
anything. No, not at all. I mean, my grandmother, I've spoken to people at their own wake, so it's never
mm-hmm.
too soon.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Was your grandfather a loud guy? Like a big talker?
Yeah, he was a very friendly, sociable, respectful,
okay.
loving
right.
man.
Yeah, all right, let's see. All right. Hold on one second. I apologize if it's taking so long.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Is there a Freddy in your family?
No, not that I know of. No.
I'm so bad with names. Hold on. All So weird. All right. All right. Well, this guy, like I said, he's a big talker. He's talking about. All right. Is his wife still alive? Like your grandfather you talked about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm hoping this is him because, like I said, this guy is a talker. You know, obviously when he was younger, did he have family over for barbecues?
When he was younger?
Yeah, obviously, you know, not recently.
Yeah, 10 years ago, we'd have a lot of family barbecues.
Okay. And was he like behind the grill?
But not as much.
He's flaunting his barbecue skills. That's the only reason I'm asking. All right. Okay. Chicago, what does that have to do with anything? I'm trying to get details for them because now this guy's talking about how he left his car behind and he doesn't want his wife driving it because she's a maniac behind the wheel.
My grandma doesn't drive.
So no.
And, yep, it's not him.
All right. All right.
It's okay. It's fine.
I was going to say, can you do me a favor after the show or something? Email me or contact me because I'd love to try to help, you know, for free. I'm talking about I want to try to connect with them. And obviously, you know, here I'm kind of on the spot a little more. We could actually have a nice conversation.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I really want to do connect. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hi, great. I'm glad I get to talk to you. Yay, I missed you last time.
Yeah, I'm happy to be doing this again. It's been a long time.
Yes.
Well,
welcome back.
Thank you. And like I said, starting again is a little nerve-wracking, but...
Yeah, well, you're doing great.
All right, thank you. Well, how can I help you today?
Well, actually, similar to other callers, I was wanting to see if you pick up on anything about a possible relocation. I'm in the state of Florida now, and I'm thinking about maybe moving closer to family in the Kansas City area.
Okay. Are you a big reader or book collector?
Yep. Yeah. I got my Kindle sitting right beside me, literally.
Okay. No, it's funny. Like when people call in, I get like an image in my head and I saw all these books.
Yeah, I've got a bookshelf that's full of literally like books wedged on top of it, other books and stuff. So, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, you got me.
All right. Everyone seems to be wanting to move lately, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is your family from Florida? Because I have a, I would say like a grandmother figure, shorter lady. but she has a little bit of like a Western feel.
Well, I do have family here, and my grandmother did live here before she passed. So I have, like, my aunt's two daughters live here with their families, and my mother is living here with me now. So if I move, it would be my mother and I moving to Kansas City.
Gotcha.
That's where my daughter lives.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But, was your grandmother a sassy person?
Well, she could be, yeah. Yeah, she was a small stature, but yeah, she get her head full of steam. She definitely.
Well, that's exactly her.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's what I said. She's a small little lady.
Yeah.
All right. Well, apparently you're a very smart person, according to her.
Well, I get by.
No, she's saying you have a lot of knowledge.
I think
in
it's just confidence,
things.
You know, so being confident and, you know, can I do it? I can do it when I put my mind to it. It's just feeling confident about, you know, being able to, like, say I can do things or whatever. So I always tend to...
She's kind of waving her hand at you and saying, don't sell yourself short.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Oh, okay. How old is your grandson?
Oh, I have a granddaughter. She's only like 5 months today. Yeah, my granddaughter is 5 months
today. Oh, okay.
That
makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because your grandmother goes, you need to go there because your daughter needs you.
Oh. Yeah, well, we're actually leaving to go there for a visit Thursday. We're just going for a week. But I know my daughter's been wanting me to move there. I don't like the cold. I just don't. That's why I live in Florida. I like the sunshine. I mean, you know, all states have their good points and bad points. But it just, you know, I'm 60 now, and the cold is just like, ooh, but I got a grandbaby. So it's like, you know, I want to be there to see her grow up and, you know, be part
Absolutely.
Of her life. So.
I totally understand that. I know my brother moved down to Virginia and had kids, so we never see them.
Yeah, I see her grow in pictures, and it's like, shoot, you know. I don't want to miss it, you know. She's my. I only have one daughter, and this is my first granddaughter, and, you know, I just got her at 60, so it's like, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Basically, I'm concerned, like a lot of people, you know, finances. Can I swing those? Can I, you know, am I going to be okay financially is the biggest worry is.
Yeah.
And then plus my mother's 80 now, so, or 81 now, so I'm concerned about her and her health and her moving because she literally just moved here at the end of October. So it's
right,
like we
exactly.
basically just got her settled in and we're already, you know, thinking about... You know, doing it again, and it's just hard because I'm basically the one doing it, and it's a lot because,
of course,
you know,
absolutely,
I'm not a spring chicken anymore, darn it. So it's a lot different moving when you're, you know, when you're 60 as opposed to when you're 30. So it's a big, big physical
absolutely.
Demand. So.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Now, are you looking to, like, move by the end of the year? Because they're saying that's absolutely possible.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, maybe, you know, once it gets into, like, spring, summer, or even fall, for that matter.
Yeah.
So definitely before winter.
I was seeing kind of, like, end of summer, fall. They're more concerned with, will you be happy there?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. And I don't know how your mom is with the cold, but they said you are absolutely can do it, and they want you to. Does your mom have throat problems?
Not that I'm aware of. We're just getting over colds. We just had colds,
both of
us, last week. So
that makes sense.
And she's got, you know, a little bit of congestion. That's, you know, how you cough, and after a cold, cough up a little mucus. So that could be it.
No, that's what your grandmother's talking about. I wasn't talking about anything serious. She's talking about, like, she needs to drink tea with honey.
Yeah.
And don't let her tell you no.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
She said, and don't let her tell you no.
Oh.
I guess she could be stubborn.
Yeah. You know, something that I've sort of wondered about, you know, that I am 60 now, I was married for like 30 years and went through a divorce. And there's been, you know, it's been several years since the divorce. But, you know, I kind of think about, I wonder if, you know, if I'll connect with another life partner. I don't want to, like, marry again, but I would like to have, like,
right,
a companion.
Yeah, I understand that.
Definitely don't want to grow old alone, you know.
I totally get that. Your grandmother's
Well, she definitely had an ornery side to her, so yeah.
God.
So you feel like the move will be okay, and did you feel a companion, a possibility of a companion?
Well, we got the move down. Let me see if it's down.
Yeah.
She's funny. She's like, she was making a joke, like, when you go down, you'll meet a cowboy.
Oh, okay.
She's laughing.
Save a horse. Sorry, that was... I just remember that Big and Rich song was so when you think a cowboy, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Sorry.
Yes, exactly.
I just... Oh, God. Sorry, I have a twisted sense of humor. So.
No, I love it. All right. Aw. Well, apparently you are going to meet someone there, not here, not in Florida.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He called you precious. She said you're too precious not to have someone.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I miss her. And I miss, you know, whenever I would come down to visit and I would sort of sneak in so she wouldn't see me and she'd turn around, I'd be standing there and she would just light up. And it's just, that meant the world to me that, you know, she was happy to see me and, you know, so...
Do you remember a super stew that she made that was delicious?
Oh, that would have had to been when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I mean. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know she did cook different things, and I just...
Yeah.
I'm not... My memory isn't the best, so... But, yeah.
She raised me for a lot of years,
so she definitely made lots of different things, so...
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because she said she gave some recipes to your mom, but she lost them.
Possible.
Well, she says in transit, almost like in the move.
I was going to say, we've moved a lot, so I'm sure...
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of boxes have been lost in moves, and she's moved... several times, so it's possible.
All right. Well, tell your mom that she's still watching out for her. She literally says, almost like the De Niro thing where he points at both of his eyes and points at like, I'm watching.
Okay, yeah, I got my eye on you, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's funny, yeah. The universe, so I got my eye on you. Love that.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, good luck with everything.
Well, thank you. This was nice. It's like just like a little chat with a friend. So thank you very much. I appreciate
that's,
it. That was wonderful.
That's what I love about it. When I do full readings, it's like I'm having a family reunion that I'm involved in.
Yeah, it was very nice. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, welcome back, and hopefully we'll get to hear from you again. So thank you for coming
sounds
back
good.
To your show.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care and have a good night.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm going to take one more caller, and then my next show, like I said, I'm planning on having this other amazing psychic on, and we'll co-host together and try to get to as many people as we can. Maybe I'll make that show a little longer so we'll fit more people in. But this is great. Thank you all for calling in. I'm going to take the last caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. How can I help
awesome.
You today?
Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for having your show. I am wondering about work, please. There is a project that I'd like to present to Jared or Bruce or Ellen, and I was wondering which you see having more synergy with me, who in whose hands it would be more successful with, anything at all about that, I'd really appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, the first thing is, are you into the, like, do you have abilities as well? Because I'm getting this feeling that you have, like, an empath kind of thing where you can feel other people, like, and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get, like, where I mostly trip up is I'll second guess myself.
That's
but, yeah, I feel
the hardest
like I have
thing.
Some... Yeah. Yeah.
No, you definitely do. It took me years to stop doubting everything I was getting.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it takes time. But once you start to trust yourself, because I feel like it runs in your family, too.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. My mom.
Very
maybe
cool.
Maybe my grandmother, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling it goes far back. Sometimes... You know, like my grandfather, nobody has it in my family, but my grandfather had something and he just never realized it. Like certain things he did and said, you're like, how did you possibly know that?
Wow. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I believe people are gifted for sure.
Yeah, everyone has it. I mean, I tell people... Mother's intuition, we just get a gut feeling. It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, getting a lot of random things here. All right. Wow. Now, I don't remember the original names. Was one of them Jerry?
Jared.
Oh, Jared. All right.
Yes.
Because that's the one they're honing in on.
Oh, that's my favorite, I believe. Yeah.
Well, he kind of feels the same about you. That's why.
Oh, wow. Oh, I spoke with him once, and then I felt like I... fell off his radar, so I was like, this was going to be my reintroduction.
to him.
I don't know, you guys, you both have like an energy that kind of vibes with each other.
Oh, right. Awesome.
This is weird. Are you finding feathers lately?
I always do, not just lately.
Oh, okay.
I do. Yeah. Wow.
Because they've been trying to give you signs letting you know that you have the gift, and, you know, if you're okay with it, you should kind of learn how to focus and use it.
Wow. Because
you can help people. All right.
Wow. That's amazing. I really will try.
It, you know what? I always say it's up to the person. I never believed in this stuff growing up, so I don't push anyone in any direction. And, yeah, the first thing is getting over the doubt. Just be open-minded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
may I ask you? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have this other project that I kind of did in the past, but I'm revamping actually currently as well, and I'd like to get that out there too. Do you see that happening also?
Okay, let's see.
Thank you.
Does one of your projects have to do with helping others as far as, like, I don't know if it's physical or just, like, guidance?
Yeah, they're artistic projects. So they, you know, have, like, messages in them.
Okay. Because they're telling me that you're going to be doing something that's kind of going to help people find their way, or maybe it's just inspire people.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Gotta ask, what kind of art is it? Because it's almost like very all about like light. They're showing.
It's films, so maybe you're seeing like the white paper it's written on.
Okay.
That's the only
what'd
thing
you say,
I could think with white.
What'd you say, films?
Yeah, movies, scripts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, apparently there's a certain film that's kind of going to, it almost like resonates hope. I don't know if you know what that means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's supposedly, that's the one that they're showing me it's going to happen because that one is going to get out there.
Wow. Huh. Interesting. I have a few of them that are like that, like uplifting, you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, uplifting, like stuff like that. They're saying it's perfect time for it, and it's going to happen.
Wow.
And just make sure when you start getting stuff, like as far as like feelings and stuff, certain
mm-hmm.
symbols will start to, like, mean something to you. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah. When I started, mm-hmm. This is before I can actually see them and hear them, it started out as, like, little pictures. And certain things, like, when I saw a candle, it meant that someone's birthday is coming. You know, it means something specific to you.
Oh.
Stuff like that.
Like it's someone trying to communicate from the other side that I could give that
exactly.
message to somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah, but that will come in time. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is just to try to learn to relax your mind, which I think you got already.
Oh, wow.
As far as, like, you know, being present and not letting too many distractions and stuff like that. And that, you know, that takes time. But you definitely have the ability.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Oh, thank you. Wow, thank you
so
much.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to hearing about your films and everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'll keep you posted.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great night.
Welcome back. Thank you. You too. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I'm sorry. Like I said, I wish I can get to everyone. The next show, I will be back on, and I'm hoping to have the other psychic with me so we can kind of go into everything together. And thank you so much for listening and taking the time. And like my message from the beginning, things are looking up. More positive, more working together instead of everyone for themselves. And I really look forward to keep doing this once a week. Thank you so much, and I hope you guys have a great day.